Roddy Gale Jr., 9 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists tonight. Steps to the line for a 1-1. Takes a deep breath. His two rhythm dribbles, and the 1-1 is no good. Rebound Klusman, 6 seconds with 5. Here's Max, left sideline. Oh, he throws up a wild choice. Timeout called first.
No foul.
Or foul called first, excuse
Smart.
Me.
Smart
Couldn't
foul.
Hear the whistle. Michigan with a foul to give. It uses it.
Was that Donaldson?
That's...
Oh, no. That's Jones.
Yeah, Reuben Jones with his 5th foul.
But still
so
really
I never
smart.
Heard the whistle, so Max hoisting it up, getting fouled, trying to steal a 3-shot foul, which he wasn't going to get. But now the Badgers are burning their final timeout with 3.9 seconds to play. 67-64 Michigan. So Gale missed the front end, so the Badgers will have an opportunity.
I mean, I can't
see go ahead.
So no, that foul, even though he fouls out, that's a super heady play because
yes.
Max has steam. He's going to get down if he's not open. Opposite corner, Blackwell was running right to that corner and he would have been open. So really, really heady play. Yeah, this makes it really difficult because there's nothing but a 3-pointer coming.
Yeah.
And they know it. So Wisconsin's got to have a lot of activity, a lot of motion right now in order to get something that's decent.
3.9 seconds left in regulation. Michigan 67, Wisconsin 64. The Badgers tonight, 6 of 27 from the 3-point line. They are 21 of their last 77. From the 3-point line over now almost the last 3 games.
Oof.
So Max Klusman will be inbounding. One of the scorers table still in the backcourt. And
smart to put Wolf on the ball.
Danny Wolf, the 7-footer, is on Max. They're looking. Badgers trying to run the wheel, looking for somebody open in the winter. Back to Max and a whistle, and they went ahead and used the foul.
Ah, smart.
They did. They got Will Cheddar, 3.2 seconds to play. So this is a 1-1 now. That's team foul number 7. 3.2 seconds remaining. 67-64 Michigan. Nolan Winter this season is 13 of 16 at the free throw line. Carter Gilmore coming in for Kamari McGee. So you want to make and then a miss, I think, with Gilmore in there right now. You make a miss, an offensive rebound. Let's see
Nothing
what happens here with Nolan Winter. Or even if you miss, you maybe get a kick out. Here's the front end. No good. And Gilmore takes one to the chops. A foul is called here against Wisconsin. As now Michigan in position to close this one out. 2.5 seconds to play. 67-64 Michigan as Gilmore called for the foul. That is his 3rd.
Yeah, Wisconsin had plenty of opportunities to make buckets. Just not their night tonight. But great job by Michigan. I mean, really executing down the stretch over the last 3 minutes, getting exactly what they wanted.
Brian Dorsey and the officials looking over at the monitor. I don't know if it's maybe a timing issue or.
I think that and also. Oh, Gilmore took one right to the face.
Yeah, I know they're checking for a potential flagrant there. I don't know.
I think he had his hands on the ball.
Yeah,
so
I think there's another flagrant there. Carter took a swipe at the ball. He took one of the chops, took a swipe at the ball. And they get 2.5 of the clock, so they have the time right. So Vlad Golden at the line. This is a 1-1. Badgers out of timeout, so even with a miss, you got to grab and go. Golden at the line tonight, 6 out of 8. He has 24 points in the game. Michigan up 3, and they adjust the clock 2.6 seconds remaining. So here we go. Front end for Golden. It's off the rim. Winner the rebound with 2, with 1. 3-quarters court shot. Tajay off the rim. No good. And Michigan escapes with a 3-point win here in Madison. Oh, so close.
Man, if this is a picture of what the Big Ten's going to look like this year, ooh, I'm ready for that, Ryan. I don't know about you.
Boy, I'm telling you. Boy, that looked awfully good
it
off
really
the
did.
Hands of Tanjay from three-quarters court. But that big man combo for Michigan, too much tonight. Vlad Golden with 24 points, Danny Wolf with 20, as Michigan knocks off Wisconsin by three. Final score, Michigan 67, Wisconsin 64. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
I am Rosario Dawson. Cancer is one journey no one should take on alone. And Stand Up to Cancer wants to make sure no one has to. We bring together the best scientists and doctors to help accelerate the development of more effective treatments. And with the support of individuals like you, more patients will see that even though cancer may interrupt the journey, it doesn't have to determine the destination. Join us and let's go further together. Learn more at standuptocancer.org/AA.
Action! When I grow up, I want to be a director because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your Wisconsin Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger post-game show.
Well, if this is any indication of what the Big Ten is like, Charlie, as you said, buckle up. And I guess we'll probably say that every year, but hotly contested game. Michigan scores the final 6 points. The Badgers go quiet over the last 2:37. And Michigan missed a couple front ends, free throws, but the Badgers unable to capitalize. Wolverines win by three.
Yeah, plenty of opportunities for Wisconsin to get that lead or to at least tie it up. Just not connecting tonight in those critical moments. They had kind of that three-minute run where they weren't scoring, and then they went on another run with about 2 minutes of no scoring. So in the end of these games, they can't have 5 minutes of not scoring and then try to pull games out.
It was interesting the way the game was unfolding because Michigan was getting a lot done in second chance points early in the game.
Absolutely.
It ends up 12-12. But as you pointed out, the fast break points, and it was one of your keys. And it generally is with Wisconsin basketball, transition D. Michigan was able to really get the running game going, though.
They really do, and they reminded me of the early 2000s Michigan State teams.
Big time.
When they could get that ball in 3 seconds, they're at the hoop. And that's really tough to defend because you can't get five guys on the rebound. You got to have two guys leaking out on defense, and Wisconsin just didn't have that set up tonight.
And as Greg Gard mentioned, you know, Danny Wolf, they reminded him in some ways of Frank Kaminsky, and we saw that on display, his ability to put the ball on the floor. He can score in different ways. And then Golden, maybe a little bit more old school big.
Absolutely.
But he had 24, Wolf had 20, there you go.
Yeah, there's 60% of your total scoring. Yeah, but you know what Golden did so well is he got his nose right to the front of the rim.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept saying he's in there probably more than 3 seconds. But if they're not calling it, I'm going to do exactly what he's doing.
For sure.
And just sit and camp out all night. He did a great job of that.
This is the Badgers postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers as Michigan wins it 67-64. More to come here as we break this one down for you in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. Looking for some delicious new appetizers for watching Badger games at home? Jones Dairy Farm meatballs, bacon, Canadian bacon, Braunschweiger, and all-natural sausage can be worked into so many tasty recipes. Visit jonesdairyfarm.com/recipes to learn how to make cheesy sausage sliders, bacon-wrapped tater tots, creamy Braunschweiger dip, and more. Here's a quick one to try. Just take a bag of Jones all-natural chicken meatballs, drop them in a slow cooker with some buffalo sauce, grab your blue cheese or ranch, and that's it. Cheer on the Badgers with Jones.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
We continue with our Badgers postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers as Michigan gets the final 6 points of the game, all courtesy of Vlad Golden with a career high for him, 24 points. Michigan 67, Wisconsin 64. The Badgers, the screen says 6 of 27 from three, but I think it's 6 of 28 nonetheless. They have a team that shot has been shooting it really well from three. The last three games, not so much. They still, you know, obviously won against Pitt and then, you know, won against Chicago State. But their inability to knock down shots here, and Michigan wasn't very good in that area either. That's a big part of the offense. And when it's not there, and 14 and 19 at the free throw line, which is not bad, but it's below what they've been doing. But
yeah,
they're just having trouble shooting straight right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, when you mix not hitting shots and then also not getting to the free throw line, that is what saved them the last, I would say, at least three games, is they're shooting 20 to 25 free, or making 20 to 25 free throws. So when you don't do that tonight, yeah, you're going to give those up, especially when you got that combo. I mean, that's going to be a hard combo, I think, in the Big Ten two stop both Wolf and Golden in that high-low setup.
Well, it was a heck of a performance from John Blackwell tonight. 16 points. Really was putting the team on his back.
He really did.
In the second half, had 9 rebounds, was crashing the offensive glass at a stretch where he had 6 straight. And actually, those 10 points were coming as we were entering crunch time, all 10 of his points in the second half. We continue to see this guy grow, don't we?
We do. And not just what we saw in his first year, right? When you saw him in that first year, it was, oh, he's going to score. Now he's getting rebounds. Now he's being the big defensive player that he always started to be. So, yeah, so well-rounded and just being the leader that Wisconsin's going to need.
I'd say Michigan's had a pretty good last few days in the world of sports over there, don't you think?
Yeah, just a few. I was wondering if we're going to get a flag planted in the middle.
No flag planting here. So Michigan wins it here tonight, 67-64. When we continue, we'll check out the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Back in 1 minute, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Work
by Brady and the Ad Council.
Michigan 67, Wisconsin 64. As our postgame coverage continues, quick check of the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Earlier tonight, a buzzer beater for Iowa as the Hawkeyes defeat Northwestern 82-79. Josh Dix with a game-winning three for the Hawkeyes. Earlier tonight out of conference, it was Indiana 97, Sam Houston 71. They're early on at Pauley Pavilion, UCLA 23, Washington 13, about 7.5 minutes left in the first half of play. Three other Big Ten games tomorrow night. Ohio State will be at Maryland, Michigan State's at Minnesota. And the late game tomorrow night, well past our bedtime, Oregon and USC. It's 9:30, but I'm old, so well past my bedtime.
Yeah, I'm going to
be
asleep.
You too. Yeah. Well, you got that early morning workout to do, I know.
We got to get you back on there.
We do. Yeah, got to get back. I've been a little undisciplined lately. So
December challenge for you.
December challenge, I know. I'd say if you can make a December challenge in the holiday season, that's pretty good. So a loss for Wisconsin, the first one of the season. They'd been off to their best start since they were chasing. They'd already passed the 14-15 team. They were chasing the 93-94 Badgers of Tracy Webster and Mike Finley and those guys. They started 11-0. But a bump tonight, and you got to dust yourself off because you got Marquette coming up on Saturday. Marquette will play against Iowa State tomorrow, but you know that's going to be a very emotionally charged atmosphere. Always is.
Those in-state games are really physical. You know, we talk about Big Ten, but those in-state rivalries are just as aggressive. You got to take what you learn, right? Mm-hmm. You weren't good at transition defense, so now that's visible to everybody. So you got to make sure you clean that up in the next few days, and then you're not shooting well. So what do you got to do? A little inside-out action to get yourself started. So hopefully we start to see a little bit more motion that way for them.
Wisconsin is up 0.928 points per possession. That's a big stat, of course. And Michigan right at one, which, again, if you're Wisconsin, you take that defensively. But it's the win, and that Wolf-Golden combination just too much. As Michigan wins it here tonight, 67-64. More to come as our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family
expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
It's the Get Holiday Ready sales event with Hank and Sam from the Ford crew. Today, a new shipment of inventory.
Hank, what's going on?
Another hauler full of new Ford trucks and SUVs, Sam.
So much SUV capability. Is that?
Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks for 47 years. And a big selection means...
big savings?
Yep, which means...
it's the best time to buy.
Well done, Sam. And time for America to get holiday ready with Ford.
Based on 1977 to 2023 CY Industry reported total sales.
Looking for some delicious new appetizers for watching Badger games at home? Jones Dairy Farm meatballs, bacon, Canadian bacon, Braunschweiger, and all-natural sausage can be worked into so many tasty recipes. Visit jonesdairyfarm.com/recipes to learn how to make cheesy sausage sliders, bacon-wrapped tater tots, creamy Braunschweiger dip, and more. Here's a quick one to try. Just take a bag of Jones all-natural chicken meatballs, drop them in a slow cooker with some buffalo sauce, grab your blue cheese or ranch, and that's it. Cheer on the Badgers with Jones.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as Michigan slips past Wisconsin tonight, 67-64. Up next for the Badgers, a Saturday afternoon matchup at Fiserv Forum against the Marquette Golden Eagles. Marquette at the moment undefeated. Shaka Smart's team will play Iowa State tomorrow, and let me check this Michigan schedule again. The Wolverines' next game will be a home game coming up on the 7th against the Iowa Hawkeyes. They've got a pretty good stretch coming up. They have neutral site games with Arkansas and Oklahoma, and of course for the Badgers, this starts that four-game block that I know a lot of fans have been eager to get to with this Wisconsin team, with Michigan tonight, Marquette on Saturday, at Illinois next Tuesday, and then against Butler in Indianapolis a week from Saturday. About the Marquette game, I'd probably ask you this maybe every year or so when you played. I mean, you're from Indiana, but you came here. Did it hit you right away what the Wisconsin-Marquette game means?
You have no idea, mm-hmm. Right? And I came in as a freshman, and I remember the difference of the game, the pace, the energy, and I think I got two fouls in like 45 seconds because I didn't know what was happening because of the pace. Not that I didn't understand the game, but it's a different rhythm to that game, and there's just a lot of state pride in that. You know, you want to be the dominant team, and I think after we lost that freshman time, I don't think we lost the rest of my career because it was like that wake up of, oh, these are these two-story programs against each other. So that's what Wisconsin's got to get their head around, and hopefully this was a wake up tonight that, again, for everybody that was listening or watching at home, is they didn't lose. They got beat.
Yeah, Michigan just they made the plays down the stretch as Greg Gard making his way to our courtside location. And so the Badgers at 8-1 now. Michigan improving to 7-1. And
as Coach Gard settles in, Greg, you were mentioning before the game, you were talking about Danny Wolf, and you said kind of reminds you in some ways of Frank Kaminsky. And unfortunately, everybody got to see that tonight.
Right.
Just a really gifted play. He and Golden, yeah. That's a heck of a combination, isn't it?
It is. You know, and if you would have told me that we would have held Trey Donaldson scoreless and held him 6-for-25 from three, and make those two guys have to shoot a lot of twos, which they hadn't done for the most part. I thought we'd been in decent shape, but obviously we got to shoot the ball better. We held them still under one. Hey, Charlie.
How's it going?
Under one. They're 67 points on 70 possessions. So, but interiorly, I thought we didn't do a good job with Golden and the 4-5 ball screen. We got caught behind it, and then when Golden did get it deep, he was a grump man amongst boys. And obviously he's much bigger in person than he looks on film even.
Yeah.
He's a load. I thought we had good looks. You go 6-for-27 from three. And as I told the team, this is the lowest possession game we've had all year. So when you get in these type of games, the ability to defend, we didn't defend the paint well. Rebounding, we gave up too many offensive rebounds in the first half. A lot of them were all long rebounds and wild possessions. And then untimely turnovers. We had a chance to – we have a breakaway, and we don't execute a two-on-one. We throw it to one of their guys. And, we had a couple others where, just poor decisions at the time that weren't forced by them. It was just our poor decision-making at that time that when you're in one possession game, you'd like to have a handful of those back.
Yeah. What we noticed, and we kind of talked at the beginning, was stopping that transition.
Yeah,
baskets,
that was big.
And it was a lot of points for them.
Yep.
And I think it opened up that two-man game. Is that something that you guys feel, coming into the Marquette game, kind of similarly set up? They like to run a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, defensive transition is something we talk about from day one. Charlie,
you
understand that, how important it is to get back. And, they even got us on a couple made baskets. Where we scored and they were at the other end right away. So I'll look through that on film and see where, who could have covered up what, credit to them to put it coming right back at us. And we had some looks there I thought we could have knocked down or have knocked down in the past that we don't tonight. And between transition defense, the 4-5 stuff in the paint, I thought they went to that two-man game quite a bit with those two guys and a couple untimely turnovers that make the difference.
Well, the plus side for you guys, though, like John Blackwell went through a stretch where he basically said, okay, just get on my back. I'll help. Offensive glass, 16 points. He goes on a stretch where he scores six straight. His role's different than a year ago, but just watching how this guy is growing.
Yeah.
Must be really
encouraging. Yeah, no, he did. He carried us there for quite a while, on the offensive glass. He was hungry. We got to get Klesmet going. And he's still struggling, obviously. So we got to get him off the schneid, so to speak. And he's a much better shooter than 1-for-9. And, I thought for the most part, he had decent looks. Obviously, the one at half court the late one there, you factor that in. But, credit to Michigan. They banked on us not being able to bang in some threes did a good job of gumming up the paint and made it hard in terms of that regard and were able to get enough offense going to get past us.
We say this all the time. Beauty of basketball is you get up and you get ready for the next one,
yeah.
And it's right around the corner. So here we go, right?
They're not big adjustments, like you mentioned.
No.
They're all really tiny adjustments.
Yeah, exactly. It's we'll see how we respond. This is the first adversity we've seen. And, let's respond. And I told them just a little bit ago, this is going to force us to grow. You don't want to just cruise through things and not get things. You can have issues in transition defense, which we've had, and you can have some defensive rebounding issues, which we've had, but you win the game and the spotlight doesn't burn quite as much. So now, we're able to, dissect this a little deeper and do a better job and get better because of it.
Yeah, heck of a game. Buckle up.
Here we go.
Big Ten basketball is back. Appreciate your time, Greg.
All right, thanks, Greg.
All right. Badgers head coach Greg Gard joining us. Michigan wins it tonight 67-64. Back to wrap things up at the Kohl Center in 1 minute. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
St. Joseph's Indian School is much more than a school for Native American children.
It's like a family. Classes are fun here.
I am learning about my culture.
Since 1927, St. Joseph's Indian School has provided children the education, health care, and support they need to succeed. To help give our kids brighter futures, learn more at stjo.org today.
What if high schools could totally rethink high school? What if we told you that some already have? Imagine high school, where the love of teaching and the love of learning are colliding, where students are learning math and history and art and physics, graduating ready for college, for careers they care about, and life. What if we told you that right now, the powerful change we're seeing in high schools across the country is possible in your neighborhood too? Don't believe it? Watch now at rethinkhighschool.org.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Michigan 67, Wisconsin 64, the Wolverines 39% from the floor, 6-25 from 3, 15-21 at the foul line. The Badgers 34.5% from the floor, 6-27 from the arc, 14-19 at the foul line. Rebounds pretty much a wash, plus one Michigan. Second chance points, a wash, 12 apiece. Wisconsin actually ended up with three more offensive rebounds than Michigan. But the transition points, the fast break points.
It really
big,
was.
19-4.
Yeah, that was a big deal. And I love how Coach Gardett said it. First adversity, this is the time to pick yourself off the ground. Now it's a little bit more glaring on some of the things that we saw out there. Now it's time to work on them. You got a couple days to turn it around, work on those things, and then go prove it.
All right, Badgers at 8-1. They'll make the little bus ride over to Milwaukee to take on Marquette. 12:30 is the tip time at Fiserv Forum. Our coverage will start 1 hour earlier. It's fun, man. Good to see you again. We'll see
nice
you again
see you
soon,
too.
Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely, in Butler.
That's right. You'll be with us in Indy. That'll be a fun game. Thad Mata's team. And then Patrick McCaffrey. The McCaffreys are still playing.
They're
one of them.
Still playing.
Connor's on the staff. So we'll have some fun on Saturday first up as the Badgers take on Marquette. Again, your final, Michigan 67, Wisconsin 64. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. For Charlie Wills, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back at our network studio, this is Matt LePay, hoping you'll join us on Saturday as the Badgers play Marquette. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Fabic Rents. For all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Jackson did, however, say it would be an honor to win, even though he hasn't had the pleasure yet. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, flurries possible late, then snow showers tomorrow morning with the wind picking up, gusts higher than 30 miles an hour. Temps steady to rising through the 20s tonight, then fall back to the teens tomorrow. Cold Thursday before warming towards the end of the week into the weekend. It's 24 right now.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, will prices of things we eat be going up? We talk to Darren Von Ruden coming up tomorrow at 11:06. We'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now, right away. I'm coming home, baby, now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. We're just concluding our discussion today about Act 10. And we got somebody watching on YouTube that has, I think, tried to suggest that I am attacking workers in some way. I am not. What I am suggesting is that Act 10, its implications, its costs, both direct and indirect, are more complicated than either what the Republican or Democratic talking points are. But I will leave you with these thoughts, and then I'm going to take my last caller. Thank you, sir, for your patience. Hang on one second. This is my last thought. Again, I want to frame this correctly. I fundamentally have always supported the workers' right to organize and argue for higher wages and better benefits and working conditions. Full stop, with no qualifications. Act 10 is unconstitutional on its face. Full stop, no qualifications. Public sector unions are not perfectly analogous to private sector unions. And writ large, what I want for workers are compensation and benefit systems that reward extraordinary performance, as well as tenure and loyalty to the company, business, or governmental jurisdiction. But that compensation and benefit systems that are fair. That's what workers want. That's what workers deserve. And by the way, the systems as we have them structured now aren't particularly fair. I could do a whole show again on tax policy. We screw workers and reward the wealthy. We tax wealth different than we tax work. All of that is stupid. But let's take our last caller on this, and then I'd like to talk about how we're going to evaluate the Trump 2.0 term. Jeffrey from Madison, you're going to have the last word on Act 10, sir. Go for it.
Good afternoon. Well, I was a public employee. I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years, and Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
Now, the reason the public employees can't go on strike is because in 1977, the Madison school teachers went on strike, and I forget how long they were out. But because of that, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike.
Yep.
So what effectively happened with Act 10 is not only can we not strike, but now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits. So they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes. I couldn't agree with you more, Jeffrey. It's why I opposed Act 10 then. It's why I oppose it now. There are better ways to address public governmental funding and how we operate our compensation systems other than through what was an absolute axe, otherwise known as Act 10. A scalpel and other much more nuanced approaches to these things would have been very, very appropriate and much more called for at that time. Here's the interesting wrinkle, folks. Watch this space. Everybody knows that, you know, the state had to renegotiate and reset shared revenue formulas and had to greenlight finally some sales tax revenue for the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. Well, as part of that deal, every single employee starting in 2024 is now part of the state WRS retirement system. So how the heck is that going to work if all of these bargaining rights come back? You know, watch this space. A lot still to come. There will be appeals. We will continue to report out on this. Again, I want to be extraordinarily clear. One of the things that bothered me the most was the fact that the single largest cost driver for the city of Milwaukee, and to a lesser extent Milwaukee County, but a huge cost driver, were police and fire pension costs. So please doubt any justification that relies on, well, we save taxpayers money. Because they didn't touch the pensions and benefits that are the largest cost drivers. Okay? So was there bloated pension benefits that came about through the pension scandal that Tom Amend ushered in? And then, oh, by the way, Scott Walker did nothing to solve in Milwaukee County. Yeah, they sure did. Right? But the idea that Scott Walker would then disempower all public unions except for police and fire, who are the largest cost drivers in the largest jurisdictions, their benefits are, it just makes no sense. None of it holds true. But I wanted to introduce a new topic. Thank you all for your incredible participation today, the criticisms, the questions, the feedback. I think we can all admit that Wisconsinites deserve better than Act 10. And we certainly deserve better than politicians lying to us about what it means. This stuff is very complicated. Speaking of which, I have been really curious about how the heck MAGA voters are going to judge whether or not Trump 2.0 is successful, right? Because, like, here's what Trump got done in 1.0. He made abortion illegal and he gave tax cuts to billionaires and the largest, most profitable by billions and billions and trillions of dollars corporations. That's what Donald Trump got done. You might have thought you got a little check with Donald Trump's name on it, but that check came at the expense of you continuing to have your pocket picked to fund larger tax breaks for 100 millionaires and billionaires and companies like Amazon. Okay? So, if you're a MAGA voter out there, how will you judge whether or not Donald Trump is successful? Okay? I would like to know, what are those metrics? Like, what are you looking for? And by the way, Donald Trump's approval rating when he left the White House was like 34%. Maybe that's because, you know, he screwed up the COVID response. One thing I will say he did good on, well, with COVID is that vaccine actually got developed really quickly. Donald Trump did that, even though he's now appointed an anti-vaxxer, RFK. But then he proceeded to lie to the American public. It's interesting, this is just another random thought. It's interesting to me how Republicans are so offended by Joe Biden's lie about the pardon for Hunter. And I think Joe Biden should have never said anything, or when he issued the pardon should have said, I changed my mind, and very clearly owned it. But Donald Trump got on stage almost on a daily basis during COVID and lied and made up stuff that cost Americans lives. Like, you know, shine a little light on it. Maybe a little bleach will clear it out. I mean, again, remember the rubric. When confronted with a lie, we need to assess impact and purpose, the acuity of the lie, and the result. By any measure, Joe Biden's lie about the pardon for Hunter Biden impacts Joe Biden's legacy, Hunter Biden's future, but not much else other than the dangerous precedent it sets, potentially. Donald Trump's daily lies have divided Americans and cost tens of thousands of Americans' lives during COVID. RFK's lies have cost people's lives, right? Like, this is the problem. We need to judge the impact of these things. So here are my questions. Again, first administration, I'm going to build the wall and Mexico is going to pay for it. Mexico didn't pay for it and the wall was never finished. Portions of it were started. There is a little bit more wall now, but there's no completed wall. So failure there. What does success look like when it comes to mass deportation, CJ? One of my favorite conservative callers, CJ, what does success look like when Donald Trump says mass deportations? Like, how many millions is enough? Do you have a number in mind?
One here illegally is too many.
So do you deport all people that are here illegally, and how do you do it? How many is enough? Is it all of them? Is it 100%?
Well, remember, your candidate said that the wall was racist and then all of a sudden believed that she should build more.
But CJ, she didn't win. I'm asking you how you're going to assess Donald Trump's promise for mass deportations. What's the number where he can declare that this is a success? Some have said 12 million. Some have said 10. I've heard 20 million. Is 1 million enough? How many? What's the metric for success?
Well, I think, again, you want to quantify it. Let's quantify it by the number of terrorists on the terrorist watch list that came under your candidate and your
CJ, president. Do you understand why I get frustrated? I'm whatever you say so that we can move the... See, I'm putting you in a box because I'm trying to talk about Donald Trump's next administration. I'm trying to talk about... Okay, so I'm going to repeat the rules to you, CJ, of debating with Maggie Dawn. Do not deflect off the issue that we're actually talking about by a bunch of whataboutisms. That is not the rules of debate. You can look up high school debate rules. You can't deflect off the topic. The topic is, how are we going to measure success for Donald Trump's promise to deport everybody who's here illegally? What's the metric? That's what I want to talk about. That's what I'm asking you, CJ. What is the metric for success?
I think we'll find out, won't we? Because
what does that mean, CJ?
Again,
do you want,
Maggie,
like, what does we'll find out mean? Okay, then tell me how we're going to judge it when he does take office, CJ. What's the metric?
I think, well, Maggie, we've already seen some success. There's already been a caravan disbanded. Mexico is going to start enforcing it.
That's called stopping people coming here. I am talking about his promise of mass deportations. How do we know whether or not he has succeeded in fulfilling his promise?
We're going to enforce the law finally, Maggie.
Okay, he has said the words deportation. He said the words mass deportations. Everybody stood at his rallies and held the signs. I'm asking you, what is success when it comes to mass deportations? Is it 1 million? Is it two?
It's one. One person deported.
Well, great. I'm so glad that we got that solved, because guess who deported more people than the Republican president right before him? Obama did. Joe Biden has deported people. So that's success. CJ, does it make any sense to you why it's actually important? So let's start with them. Is success just getting rid of the 500? Is that when Donald Trump goes, yep, I did it, we're good?
I think success has already happened because the...
Okay, you told me 30 seconds ago he hasn't taken office yet, and now you're saying he's already successful, but we haven't yet seen the mass deportations. Okay, we'll try Charles from Wisconsin. What do you have to say, sir?
Oh, Maggie, my blood pressure is up just listening to him dance and cannot answer any questions. CJ is the only person I've heard talk about this caravan that was coming, and when they found out that Trump was going to be president again, they said, oh, we better turn and go back home.
Yeah.
I swear, but Maggie, wait, so you're telling me that Donald Trump in his first term never got the health care bill passed?
Yeah, weird. He didn't repeal the ACA. Funny, huh? He didn't have a plan to replace. Nope.
No, wait. What about infrastructure? He always says he's a builder. That infrastructure bill didn't get passed under Trump. I thought it got passed under Trump and not Joe Biden.
Nope, sure didn't, Charles. Every week was infrastructure week under Donald Trump, and yet no infrastructure bill. Y'all, if you are on the line, stay there. I want to know, what's the metric for success for Trump 2.0? CJ doesn't know the answer. Basically, anything Donald Trump says, it's going to be success. This is a slippery slope that should never be okay. We should be measuring all this stuff. I'm Maggie Dawn. Keep it locked. Last segment of the day coming up next, y'all, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
That's what I say I'm coming home. Something's wrong. The road is long, baby, now.
Or to either ride or phone.
I'm coming home and never more to roam.
Baby, tell me you.
Baby, I'm for sure coming home. I'm coming home.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
St. Joseph's Indian School is much more than a school for Native American children.
It's like a family. Classes are fun here. I am learning about my culture.
Since 1927, St. Joseph's Indian School has provided children the education, health care, and support they need to succeed. To help give our kids brighter futures, learn more at stjo.org today.
What if high schools could totally rethink high school? What if we told you that some already have? Imagine high school, where the love of teaching and the love of learning are colliding, where students are learning math and history and art and physics, graduating ready for college, for careers they care about, and life. What if we told you that right now, the powerful change we're seeing in high schools across the country is possible in your neighborhood too? Don't believe it? Watch now at rethinkhighschool.org.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. You want to get in on this last segment, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I'm going to bring back CJ in just a minute, but I'm going to remind everybody, if you want to debate me, there are three rules. Do not deflect off the questions or topic that is at hand, because if we do that, we just end up running around in circles and we're not actually talking about the same thing. The second one is, again, don't disinform. And the third one is try not to disrespect or basically discriminate by grouping people by identity characteristics. I had another question for you, CJ, about the mass deportations. And that is, what if they round people up and they end up deporting actual citizens? Would that make it a failure, or is that a cost of doing business here? What do you think? CJ, you there? Hey, CJ, are you there? Okay, I guess CJ's not there. If he rejoins, we'll maybe try to bring him back. My question to everybody is, listen, Trump has promised mass deportations. I've got a twofold question, like how many, right? And the second question is, if while they are engaging in the deportations, they actually end up deporting a U.S. citizen, you know, is that a problem? What do you think, CJ? Is that okay, or is it just a cost of doing business?
If could you repeat the question?
Oh, sure,
again?
Sure. My question is, if while they're deporting people, they end up, because say someone's name is like Raul Sanchez, right? And there's 50 Raul Sanchez's, and they pick up the wrong one and fly the wrong one to Colombia, and the Raul Sanchez that they picked up is a citizen. And let's say this happens a lot. Is that a problem? Do you care? Or is that just the cost of doing business?
No, certainly I do. And I thought the Biden-Harris administration did a wonderful job vetting, right? Yeah. I mean, they aren't even required. They're flying them all over the country. That was Lake and Riley's killer. Was flown.
Who's now been who's now been convicted
without even an ID?
Okay, CJ.
Is that not a fact, Maggie? That's a fact,
CJ,
right?
I think it is an absolute failure. It is a failure of our systems when people that have.
No, it's a failure of the Biden-Harris administration.
You don't think, CJ? Do you really think that criminals didn't enter while Donald Trump illegally entered this country while Donald Trump was president? Do you really think that not a single person who came here illegally committed more crimes here during Donald Trump's term? Do you think the system itself also needs reform?
They could enforce, he could reinstate the laws today that he executive ordered away.
That's not how executive orders work, CJ. An executive order cannot override existing enacted law. That's not true.
91 executive orders from Biden.
Yeah, do you know how many Donald Trump signed? Do you know how many? My point, CJ, is an executive order cannot overrule existing law. That's not how they work. Executive orders can deal with and dispatch executive branch agency within the legal structures that already exist. They cannot override existing law. No, sir.
I told you about Lathan Riley's murderer. Did the Biden-Harris administration...
CJ, I want to talk about the future. Can we talk about the future? Yes, I'll concede all of the points that you want to make about Lathan Riley. But my question is, how are the mass deportations going to be executed in a way that is successful by whatever metric you're going to use and yet avoids actually deporting citizens and people who are here legally and who are protected by our Constitution? How is that going to work? How are we going to know it's a success?
If they deport one illegal, that's a success.
Okay, well, then Obama was a success, and so is Joe Biden. That ain't the standard, CJ. You just told me all the reasons why it's not. And it can't be the standard that one illegal person or person who is not legally here commits a crime here, because there were people who did that under Donald Trump, so that's not the standard. That's bogus. What is the actual standard?
You've heard Trump state and his administrations and candidates say they're going to go after the most dangerous right off the bat.
How many?
Find them, and they're going to deport them.
How are they going to find them? How are they going to find them?
It shouldn't be an issue, should it, with the Biden-Harris? They did such a great job.
CJ, for crying out loud, wherever, what? Let's concede all of the let's concede all of the failures of the Biden administration. Abject failure. Tell me how you're going to find the most dangerous people that are here illegally. How are you going to do it?
Well, I'm going to keep ISIS intact. That's something your candidate wanted to disband. And you know what? They're going.
Donald Trump won the election, CJ. That's why we're talking about the Trump administration, my friend. Not getting anywhere there on the deportation. I'm going to change the topic, CJ. CJ, can I change the topic? I'm going to change the topic because we're not making any progress. Let's talk about inflation, CJ.
How
do we know? CJ, are you going to play ball with me or do I have to drop you? Because you and I aren't making any inroads on the deportation question. I want to ask you a question about inflation. I want to ask you. Okay, well, that's not going to. Never mind. I tried, y'all. I did. Inflation. My question to all of you is, how will Donald Trump's success be judged? If inflation goes up, is he a failure? We'll keep discussing this, y'all. I'm Maggie Dawn. I got a jet, but I'll be here for overtime with Dom Salvia. That's up next. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together, even with CJ, my friend. Y'all take care.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's the one-year anniversary show with my first guest ever. Tune in with me, host Bill Leff. Also joining me are entertainment writer Chris Foran and Civic Media's own Joel Karnick.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Todd Alba Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, saying he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.